Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski, and it is Friday, so you know what that means. We have Bob Wilson, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director, in studio with us. Let's talk about some Perry Chamber of Commerce stuff today. What do you say, Bob?
Hey, keep me on focus. And anything that's Perry Chamber related, let's do this.
All right. Well, first of all, this past week, I was actually there. The Dallas County Hospital had their open house to reveal their Wellness Education Center and also welcome their partnership with Senior Life Solutions. What can you tell me about this event?
It was an awesome event. Isn't that a beautiful facility? I had no idea that even existed. All these years I've been in the atrium, I guess I've looked up but never thought about it. It's great meeting space. Those that like to walk inside, it's a great opportunity. There's a great walking lap. They have a nice map with multiple distances. The education room or the meeting room, state of the art. I mean, they're going to be able to provide all kinds of educational opportunities to their employees. So the Dallas County Hospital does so many things for the community. They're a great community partner. They sponsor tons of chamber events. They're always at our events, volunteering. Mackenzie McFarland, their marketing director and public relations manager, is actually on the board. So it was great to support them. You know, we always like to give back if we can. So it was really neat to see the facility. Tanya Summerson gave a great tour. But another thing that was kind of neat, and it came out of our board meeting today too, Brianna from Senior Life Solutions came and just talked to us and kind of wanted to let us know the amenities and the opportunities that they provide for seniors. It's kind of a therapy-based program for 65 years and older. It's a very much needed service, and I'm glad that they're bringing it to the community. So Senior Life Solutions, if you want to know more about them, come to the chamber. I got all these brochures. If not, just go to the Dallas County Hospital, take a couple laps on the walking circuit, and meet the Senior Life Solutions. They help with people, seniors with depression, and maybe having trouble transitioning with the loss of a loved one or even moving to a new facility or something like that. So anytime we can bring these resources to our community is a great thing. So thanks to Senior Life Solutions. Thanks to Dallas County Hospital for all they do. And if you haven't seen it, go check it out. They will give you tours and you will be impressed.
Yeah, I was definitely impressed. One thing that I found interesting is Mackenzie was telling me that the hospital opened in like the 50s or something like that. And that entire time, that upstairs area had nothing in it.
That's what she said. And they remodeled and revamped all that in their 2000 or something. And they didn't redo it. So, and you know, everything costs money, but it's great to see them expand. The amount of programming that they offer now is just huge. I mean, between Tai Chi and Zumba and CPR classes, there's a diabetes class, Alzheimer's awareness program. I could go on and on and on. So it's pretty neat, and it's a great service that they're providing for the community and for the entire county as well.
Yeah, definitely. All right, shifting gears. We have something going on today. It's a big, big deal. This is Friday Fest. Let's talk about Friday Fest.
I love Friday Fest. This to me is, I don't like to use the word perfect program, but it is. To me, this one works. You know, it's a beautiful setting, Patti Park Bandshell. It's absolutely fabulous. Lots of great grass, lots of shade, great facilities. We've really upped the ante there with the electric system so we can have some pretty big bands, some pretty loud music, but user-friendly music. Tonight will be Ruckus. They play a nice array of covers from the 60s, 70s today. You've seen them. They've been around since the 70s. They're, you know, it's kind of like a reunion. So come on out tonight, 6:30 p.m., Patti Park Bandshell. We're going to have four or five food vendors or an array of options from, you know, burgers to hot dogs, to tacos, pupusas, cotton candy. You know, if you can't find something down there, you're not looking hard enough. But the neat thing is you have the opportunity. You can bring your own basket full of goodies as well. We encourage you, of course, to shop locally and to supply those. But beer and wine are permitted for those of the legal drinking age. We just encourage you not to bring anything in glass. We don't want any broken glass with barefooted children running around dancing and all that fun stuff. So I have to say thanks to our major sponsor, Raccoon Valley Bank, who will be there with a tent. They're going to have some bags games and some other fun games for the kids as well. And then Dallas County Hospital actually sponsored our inflatables, which will be there from about 6:30 to about 8:15 or so, right when it starts getting dark. I do want to remind everyone to bring socks for those kids that want to jump. I know it sounds goofy, but it keeps them cleaner, keeps them safer. So bring some socks. If not, I'm sure they'll have some for sale. But again, we'll kick off the tunes about 6:30, run it through about 9:30, get you home decent time. Bring a lawn chair, bring a basket, bring a a blanket, whatever it is, and I encourage you to grab a friend and come on down. If you haven't been, now's the time. It's going to be a little toasty, but other than that, it's June in Iowa. So let's deal with it. Put some sunscreen on and have a good time. So thanks to all those that are making it possible. I love Friday Fest. It's one of my favorites. You know, once the music starts, we kind of get to lay back and enjoy ourselves for a little bit and just slow down and relax.
All right. Now, we were talking off air that there used to be a Friday Fest each month of the summer, but now the other two Friday Fests were replaced by the 4th of July celebration and the Perry Crews Card Show. Let's start with the Perry Crews Card Show. Sure. What can you tell me about this?
The original Friday Fest back when it way started, before my time, it was every single Friday downtown. That would have been a lot of work.
Yeah.
So we're kind of trying to give you a little bit of experience, but not over tax some of our sponsors basically at this point in time. So Perry Crews, this will be our third year, August 4th. That's, I know it sounds like a little ways away, but we need it on your calendar because everybody's busy. There's all kinds of stuff to do. This is a car show downtown from 6 to 10 p.m. August 4th. Anything on wheels. If you have a classic tractor, a classic car, a race car, a cool bicycle, motorcycle, whatever you want, bring it down. There'll be top five trophies awarded. Jim Von Baron makes these handmade trophies. I just saw three of them today. One is like a pipe wrench that looks like a drag car. I mean, these things are just made out of cool parts and everything. Last year's were just phenomenal. So that is something. You will win an award that no one else will have. I can promise you that. So get on down. There is a $10 entry fee that goes to a local charity. Other than that, we have Pat Graney and Josh Davis Plaza spinning some tunes. There will be beer and wine permitted in Josh Davis Plaza, bought from Mandarin Cafe. The other restaurants will be open. The other shops will be open. This is an opportunity to get downtown, mingle, walk about, you know, just have a really good time. It is family friendly, and we encourage your participation. We're shooting for over 100 cars. Last year, we had 76 cars, I believe. So we need 100. Because, you know, why not? We need more parking spaces filled, right? You know, more parking problems. But it is a fun time. If you want a sponsor, we'll be running around. We do a map in the shopper and in the chief. We do a great program through the radio station as well as the Perry News. So we're going to get all the local media involved. We're going to try to make sure you understand everything we have and really get involved. This is what I want. I want you, if you have a car, you got a cousin that's got a car, whatever, spread the word because August 4th is the Perry Cruise, 6 to 10.
Yeah, and August 4th, we'll definitely be here before you know it because we're already halfway through June.
That scares me enough. There you go.
Yeah, all right. So another thing coming up much quicker than that, the other former Friday Fest event, that is the 4th of July celebration. We talk about this a lot, Bob, but what's the latest?
I got to drill it in everybody's head. You know, parade lineup 9 a.m. East Perry Plaza. Parade starts at 10. Get your entries. Get your floats. We need you to make the parade a huge success. Last year, I loved it. It was long. I saw some new entries. The Chamber's building a float to promote our homecoming parade, which is coming up September 20th. You'll see that at the end of the parade to remind you to get going on that one too. So quick rundown, 12:30 is the Showtime Dance Studio starting on the Bandshell, followed by Al Welsh. After the Al Welsh set, we'll take a break. POW will start at 6 p.m. They're a rock cover band. They played a few years ago. Awesome tunes. Great user-friendly music. And they'll be followed up by the Anthony Kester and the Skunk River Band. And there's the Ear Country tunes. Country covers, very modern country to old country, so pretty much like rock and roll as well. So we've heard it for years. We want country. So here you got it. So now all those people that have told me, you know, I got a good idea, show up. We'll start that around 7 o'clock-ish, but the opener will be at 6 p.m. at the band show. Those will be followed by your 4th of July fireworks brought to you by your generosity. J&M Displays has got it all set up. We're getting everything finalized for this council meeting for all the permits, all the insurance, and all that fun stuff. So let's have a safe and very safe. I'm going to reiterate that. Fireworks are only allowed between 4 and 11 p.m. that day. So let's use our heads. They're not allowed down at the park. I love fireworks. I love responsible fireworks, but let's not take them down to Pat T Park. They're not allowed at the band shell. I personally don't want to have to run around too much and chase people away. So just listen and take them to your private property and use them responsibly. So let's have a good time on the 4th of July. It's going to be a whole day's worth of stuff. Activities down at the park. The National Guard's going to be down there. Pace Event Center will be down there with the games. The Trinity Lutheran Church is going to bring their mini golf course. There's all kinds of stuff. And of course, it wouldn't be the 4th of July without the Perry Volunteer Firefighters and all their water fights. So it is a tradition that I like to continue, and I just encourage your participation.
All right, that public service announcement brought to you by Bob Wilson, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director. All right, one last thing to talk about today. Last night, if anyone went out to the Perry Farmers Market, they went at the marketplace. What can you tell me about future Perry Farmers Markets, Bob?
We are going to mix things up. This is what I love about working for a board. We have a couple of board members who have been actively brainstorming, going around town, downtown merchants, talking. We are going to take the farmers market in July and take it to the downtown. It'll start around the Josh Davis Plaza, kind of work its way in front of the Mandarin on 2nd Street, Betsy Peterson's place as well. So as we need, we're going to keep growing. But the idea is just to make it a more of an event. This is your opportunity as a vendor. We need vendors. We need bakers, craft makers, produce. If you want to sell something or have a good time and showcase something, get a hold of me. It's extremely affordable. We just want an opportunity to provide an event for people, a way to get healthy food choices as well. Just have a good time on a Thursday night. The popcorn stand's open. La Poste has handlebar happy hour. Some businesses are going to open up special for that. The Scottish Fox is going to open up Thursday nights now. And, you know, we're trying to make it a place to be. And that's what we need. We need you guys to come down and really show these vendors like, heck yeah, this is a good idea. You know, we're going to come and support you every week. So it is going to be an experiment. There's going to be some bumps in the road. We're trying to plan that all out, but we want your feedback. We want you to come down and check it out and then let us know if it works or not, how you think you could see a better improvement. So we're open to criticism, you know, and that's what we're all about, is making things better for the community, quality of life programming. So the farmers market is moving downtown. It's going to be a great, great time. I look forward to it. And thanks to the board members that are really taking a charge and a lead on this.
All right. And that's in July that it's going to be doing that,
first,
right?
Thursday in July. I think that's July 6th.
All right. Well, we will look forward to it. Anything else that you'd like to mention today, Bob?
Bay Coon Ride will be coming through tomorrow morning. So be aware of about 2,000 additional cyclists in town. Slow down, take your time, and again, greet them and be an ambassador and really promote the community.
All right. Sounds great. Well, Bob Wilson, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Bob Wilson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.